Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Tonight, time management. Well, time management can be described as the process of planning and exercising cautious control over the amount of time spent on specific activities, especially to increase effectiveness, efficiency, or productivity. But do the people of color really maintain time? Or in Africa, we have our own time? Remember the saying, no hurry in Africa? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. It's time now to welcome to our show my colleagues from Nairobi, Kenya. Our bureau chief, VOA bureau chief in Nairobi, Jill Craig. Welcome aboard.
Thanks, Sunday. It's good to be here.
Oh, yes. It's wonderful to have you in the show. I'm honored that you're here today. And, of course, my colleague Salim Solomon. Welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
Okay. And all the way from Maryland, a writer, producer, and a nice man, a gentleman and a scholar, Lyndon. Welcome back, Lyndon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
All right. Time management is the issue tonight. Well, time is everything one needs to do to succeed, to have nice activities done every day. And also, we know that there's this saying that says time is money. Time is money, right? But does that really apply in Africa? Okay. So I spoke to Diemi Abeng in Nigeria, and I wanted to know his take.
Wow, wow, wow. In Nigeria, the issue of time management, I can say, is a very funny one, I must tell you.
Okay.
Why in is the that? Sense that it depends on how one manages his time over here. But I must tell you that it's actually done here more or less without much attachment to protocol.
Mm.
In terms of going out, attending events, people do it more or less at their own pace.
Wow.
Sometimes they prefer going when everybody is already seated. Sometimes when the event has really dragged far into the main issue of the day.
Yeah.
So I can say that time management in Nigeria is just one what one makes out of it.
Wow.
So nobody has no much principle attached to it.
And you find out maybe people wouldn't mind to be there on time like the first person in any attendance. And what about those who are for instance, you are the host? What are the expectations? Is it always that they always expect people to be late?
As a matter of fact, in Nigeria, if somebody tells you 10 a.m. in the morning, he is already expecting that his guests will start coming from 12 noon or thereabout. So they set time in Nigeria. Time is set more or less ahead of the actual time. The host is expecting to really commence his own event of the day.
Wow.
So that's just the experience over here.
Mm. I'm telling you, I see that all the time happening in the diaspora, in Washington, D.C., in several events when people have their, especially African events, they always tell you, man, don't expect them to come the time you write on the card. So you better change it. So I think, as you say, it happens in Nigeria all the time. So when you have visitors coming to Nigeria, what do you tell them?
In Nigeria over here is all about African time.
Mm.
It's all about African time. But my message to everybody is to really take time as a very, very serious business.
Right.
That is to say, being there at the exact time so as to enable the event to begin. I will, on my own, call for an end to what is known over here as African time, so as to make people really, as guests come, let them arrive on time.
Yeah.
So as to reach their destinations at the expected time.
Thank you, Yemi Abeng. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing time management. And now, back to the studio. Jill Craig is here. Salim Solomon is here. Okay. Solomon, you and me, we are from Africa. We know better than this. But Jill has lived in Nairobi for some time now. So I want to know, when I was talking to Yemi Abeng in Nigeria, we just wanted to know, the word no hurry in Africa, does that mean time management is an issue in that area? Jill, tell me about your experiences.
Oh, that's a great question, Sunday. I've got many experiences. I guess I could start off by telling you that I guess it was back in May. I went to a colleague's wedding, and okay. I knew that it wasn't going to start on time. I knew that from the start. But still, I have that American predisposition to getting a little bit worried about, being 5 minutes late. That equals late. Yeah. So I ended up at the wedding about an hour late, and I felt terrible. Oh, boy, and I was rushing at that point. Oh, surely an hour is going to be. Cutting it close. Yeah. Right. And I arrived and I realized that they were nowhere near the start time. And so I made a lot of friends in the on the bride side of the family who were sitting right next to me. Oh, wow. But the wedding didn't start for another, I'd say about an hour and a half after the time I arrived. So 2.5 hours later, wow, it started. But in Africa, that's normal.
Cool.
In Kenya, it's normal.
No.
So that was kind of fun. That's something you don't see in the U.S. very often.
That's right. Weddings especially, I'm originally from Eritrea. Uh-huh. And so when they have weddings in my culture, sometimes they say, if they come, if they say 6 p.m.,
mm-hmm,
you go in 9 or something. Yeah. And I never wrapped my head around it because I'd be the first one there. And you don't want to be the first one in the party, what I mean? And so...
That's right.
It's like, oh. And it's not because, you're from a certain place. Yeah. It's just that when everybody's not showing up at a certain time, you'd be the first or the only one there. So right. It's like, I think everybody follows through. And then you stay later than what's, anticipated anyway. So you just stay there the whole night until 4 a.m., 3 a.m.
Exactly. That's yeah, how we do African parties. Hey, they go late, my friend. Lyndon Johnson, tell me about this time thing, man.
I feel, excuse me, no disrespect to our people, but I feel that almost every African will be late to their funeral.
Really?
Because that's just the way we operate. Everyone has no sense of urgency, I've done a lot of day parties where it tells you on the flyer, it starts at 5 p.m. till whenever, right?
Right.
So I tend to not even go during the day party because I know somewhere around midnight, if I do wake up and get ready and I get there, that's
when
people, it's so interesting because Africans take about 3 hours, at least in the U.S.,
yeah,
to party hard.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have an all-day party, but they will come in somewhere between 12:31 and party till 3 o'clock, and they've partied hard. For that's what they call partying hard.
That's very true.
That's true. But think about this for a second. Think about the workplace. You could never get away with that if you're in a workplace. So, Jill, what do you think? Have you experienced anything like this?
Well, I think a lot of your viewers know about Nairobi traffic, and we could just start off with that. And Nairobi traffic is notoriously horrific. So, to a certain extent, you can try to plan ahead and, make sure that you leave with enough time. But in Nairobi, and then, if we bring in rainy season, then all bets are off. Too mad at people when they come in late to the office. Although there are, like you said, Salim, there are, there are limits to that. I mean, if someone's consistently coming in to work 2 hours late, obviously it's
then
not.
That is the problem.
Exactly. But I think,
and then you don't get paid.
Yeah, I think we just understand, especially in Kenya, we just sort of understand things don't always go as planned, and that just becomes incorporated into your psyche. So you don't get all stressed out. Many times in the U.S., if you're 5 minutes late, you're really stressed out.
Exactly.
I don't know any Kenyans who get stressed out being 5 minutes late. Myself included,
exactly.
If I'm not Kenyan.
You've been a part of the Kenyan community right now.
That's right.
That's right.
I know. Hold it right there. Time management is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service.
What's up, Africa? I'm Jackson Vunganyi in Washington.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on The Voice of America.
Listen, let's be upfront.
There's a lot to talk about.
We need to discuss what's going on in your communities, issues that affect you.
Are you involved?
Are you engaged in transforming your society?
Today, right now, this is your platform.
Let us know what you've been up to.
Check us out on Facebook. Drop us a line.
Upfront is a show where we look at issues that affect Africa's youth.
Give giving you an opportunity to express yourself as you connect with other youth around the continent.
In this interconnected world, we share a destiny. So let us share our solutions to issues like unemployment,
education reform,
elections,
free speech,
and many others.
Nothing is off the table.
Nothing is off the table.
Absolutely nothing is off the table.
It's Upfront Wednesdays at 17:30 UTC, Saturday at 1900 UTC,
and Sunday at 19:30 UTC,
right here on VOA Africa.
This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari, in the Washington studio with my colleagues, Jill, Craig, Salem, Solomon, and also Lyndon. Right now, we are discussing time management. Well, time helps people to decide, okay, whether it's a task or manage stuff, and also assigning monetary value to both for task and employees also help clear their schedules of some time-sucking activities if you want to make money, employ people, like just Jill mentioned about her time at work. So
I spoke to a radio broadcaster in Tanzania, Sheza Mungilwa, and I wanted to know his take.
In Africa, people have this thing, as you say, that there's no hurry in Africa. And that's why we're in no rush to get no development. We're not developing because we're not managing our time. That's one of the biggest problems we have. In Tanzania, for instance, mm-hmm. if anybody tells you, let's meet at 2, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Meet at 2 p.m. You tell a person to meet at 2 p.m., the chances are you're probably going to meet at 3. Why? Mm-hmm. Because most times with us Africans, when you're told to meet at 2, instead of leaving your house probably earlier than you should, but we tend to leave, you're supposed to meet at 2 with somebody in half an hour, but you leave your house at 2 o'clock, expecting, what time do you expect to get there?
And with the traffic in Dar es Salaam or in other places.
Oh, you can imagine. You can imagine. it would take you at least an hour to get to where you're going to.
Yeah.
But already you're already living within the time that you were supposed to already be at the meeting point that you're supposed to be at. We actually have that problem. That's very true. It's one of the biggest problems we have in Africa. Time management is just a big problem.
What about weddings, my friend? You have been to several weddings. Do you still see people mm-hmm. changing times in their wedding invitations and party and all that just to make sure you get people on time?
I've seen that so many times where you have a timetable that you can, we'll start at 7 o'clock
yeah.
and then by, let's say, 8:30, we'll have the cake and what. But they'll start at 8:30, the cake will be done at 10. that's very, very normal. To the extent that most times, when you talk to Tanzanians, for instance, maybe he wants to go somewhere, right?
Yeah.
He'll probably ask a question like this. Mm. So are people there already? You're supposed to be there an hour ago. Mm. You're now calling. They ask, now are people there already? Okay, people are there. Okay, then I'm coming. and by the way, sorry, this is not only with, this is even with leaders.
Really?
Our African leaders have that a lot.
Mm.
Yes, our African leaders have that a lot. You've been waiting in a stadium for an hour. An event was supposed to start probably, maybe it's Independence Day.
Right.
And the event was probably supposed to start at around 9. Yeah?
Yeah.
But by 10 is when the leader is leaving his house. And he is actually the guest of honor. He's there at 10. By calling. So are people fooling there? Okay. And they sat down. That's when he wants to leave his house. Now you see that causes two problems. First problem is that the traffic in town will be stopped because he needs to pass. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
In order for him to drive through all the way to the stadium,
right.
He'll need to have traffic police officers stopping traffic. And when he gets there, then he comes waving, all smiling, very happy. We have been sitting here for the past hour waiting for you, brother.
Wow.
And you're smiling at us.
I know. Thank you, Sheza Mungilwa. This is The Talk, and we're discussing time management.
Now, this is something I read. According to Entrepreneur.com, he says that for workplace and for those people who are trying to manage time, the value of an hour wasted doesn't always ring true. Jill, you may speak about this also. They say that most young people spend time on social media, mm-hmm. others watching sports. So I'm just trying to find out, is this true? They worry less about time wasted, especially for those young people around. We know they waste a lot of the time. Julie, you know, in Tanzania, in Kenya, Uganda, people would love to watch soccer. There's no way no one will miss soccer game. Lyndon, you do this yourself. You like football a lot. So,
definitely.
Tell me about it.
Well, you know, one thing I would say there, Sunday, is that, you know, many times when people are spending their time watching sports, they are hanging out with their friends and their family. Mm-hmm. And I think that's always a good thing. You know, I mean, Africans right. love to be around people, especially their loved ones. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, maybe we just use a different metrics than in terms of what's important, because is it as important to be rushing around and doing errands or doing this or that when you could, yeah, just be sort of hanging out for the afternoon with your friends? I mean, right. I think there's value there, too, that, you know, sometimes gets overlooked.
Yeah, it does get overlooked. You're right.
And the mm-hmm. thing is, like, you know, in terms of productivity, like, you know, how many hours of your 8-hour day are you productive? Especially in, say, for instance, we're journalists. Mm-hmm. There's no such thing as like an 8-hour job. You can get a call at midnight from your source and you're not going to turn it down.
Oh,
you're
yeah.
going to be
oh,
like,
yeah.
okay, what, you know, you're going to get to your questions. Anyway, going back to time in that you know, frame, is that how productive are you in the 8 hours? Sometimes people are productive, that people that wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning, and they use the quiet to be very productive until 8 a.m. and they, you know, churn out stories, and then the rest of the day you're just like either like calling sources, you're getting your stuff together, so you're more productive in the early days,
specific in the, time yeah. of the day, right?
And so I mean, if you really see the average of how productive you are per day, I think in that respect, even some developed countries in like Europe are considering, you know, maybe just having a six hour day work day, so that they can, you know, you get more productive if you are well rested, uh-huh. if you're, you know, just like what Jill said, you know, spending time with your family, you're more happy, and
yeah,
when
and
you're
speaking,
happy, you're
speaking
more productive.
About that, just I can add a little bit on that. I just spoke to somebody who lives in Sweden and said, you know what, in July,
yeah,
trust
that's
me,
what I'm referencing.
Everybody's on vacation.
Yeah.
I mean, it's only the police and hospitals who are working. So I said, wow. He said, they give us the time off.
Exactly.
So I think that's another way of spending time, maybe wisely, I guess.
Yeah, because when you see the level of like productivity, like you can spend, it's all about working smart. It's not just working hard. You can work so hard and not be as productive sometimes, right. I think. And so, I mean, you could look at it
that way as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we've all worked with those people, you know, that over the years that, you know, sure, they get there right on time, but then, you know, maybe they're stopping by for a 20-minute chat or checking Facebook
oh my God.
A little more than what the normal person does. So that's another thing to consider.
Some of us are guilty of that.
Tell me about that. When I walk into this building in the morning, I have like 20 people to greet. Everybody wants to greet. Hello, hello, hello. By the time you get to your desk, it's like, wow, 10 minutes later.
And actually, Sunday, that's another good point. You know, one of the first things I remember when I came to Nairobi in 2010, I was taking some university classes at the University of Nairobi, and I remember that when a student would come into the classroom, he or she would go around and shake every person's hand to greet them and say, hello, how are you, how is the family? And that doesn't happen in the U.S. And at first I thought, what on earth, like, why are they doing this? And then I realized it's friendly. That's what you do. And I think it's really nice, you know, to actually take the time to say hello to everyone as opposed to walking in, ignoring everyone, drinking your coffee, like staring straight ahead.
Tell that Salim too. Salim is so good at greeting people. She's so good.
Yeah, because
so good.
I'm up all night working anyway, so I eat makeup. Makeup with like my networks. You know, these are the people that you work with. You see them
you
every
have to say
day.
Hello, you know, this is your family away from your own family at home, right?
Also, just to add to this, our line of work is all about network. It's about working with people and collaborating. And so you need to build these relationships. You can't just walk through people
like
you don't know them.
Lyndon Johnson, what do you say about that?
Yeah, well, I fully agree. When it comes to time management, so some of us are here in the U.S. and we see how we work so hard. We work so many hours. We barely have time to really spend with family and friends. So, like the example of Kenyans and how they come into a class and they greet each other, I think we've kind of like disconnected ourselves in that social world, if you want to call it that, because we're totally disconnected. It's all about the money, but we don't work as hard during the day for some of us. But then we don't also have the time to spend with family because ours may differ. You know, you may be married and your wife may be home. By the time you get home, she's on her way out for work. So, you know, I think with the time management, family values matters as well, you know, based on what I'm hearing around the table, yeah.
You're right about that. That's why Salem is so friendly and everybody's like, oh my goodness, this is great. And I mean, that happens to me as well. When I meet people, you're friendly,
too.
Which is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I think it's a good thing. It's healthy connect with people, talk to people, know new friends and all that.
Yeah.
But also, but of course, when it's time to work, I have to put my foot down and work.
Yeah.
Like a dog. That's what the man can say.
I work.
Yeah. I mean, you should.
Management, you know. If you don't take the time to speak to someone, you may not learn something new. That's the way I look at life. Because we're so much in a rush with time.
Right.
But we don't use it properly sometimes because they could be that homeless person. They could be that young child who may just teach you something totally different that you've never learned or heard before.
And maybe since you are a writer, my friend Lyndon, you might write one day about this time management thing, how the advantages and disadvantages of what we have back, I mean, in African settings and in European and American settings about, hey, we have the difference, but there's some things that are good about it.
Yeah.
It's not like because no, hurry in Africa, it makes it worse, so we are backwards or whatever. No, I think there's good things about that, and there's also bad things about it. And there's good things about being on time. 1 minute late, you're freaking out, and 5 minutes late, nobody's worried.
The thing is, none of us are getting out of this world alive, you know what I mean? So we might as well make the most of it by spending time with the people we love, you know, and not stressing out about this being 1 minute late thing. That doesn't matter. No one's going to write that on your tombstone, you know. I can guarantee you that.
Exactly.
So, right, you hold it right there. You tune to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We'll be back.
Dr. Amir.
Five star music. Money.
When I was 10, as a little boy, I met my correcto. Hey, school together, no each other, we correcto. We dey fight, we dey quarrel, but all correcto. Soup sweet, but you must cook and cook and before you correct. My soul, she too.
that's it for a short tonight, where we lightheartedly explored time management. A big thank you to my guests on this show. I want to thank you so much, Jill Craig. I'm honored you came all the way from Nairobi.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
To attend this
I know, show. Right?
I'll tell my so colleagues honored. About this back in Nairobi.
I am so honored about you being here. And also, Salim Solomon, you're
thank
always
you
here. Thank
always
you so
me.
Much. We had to do a lot to get you back on this show. You're here, so thank you so much. And Lyndon, thank you so much for all your time for us, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for always having me. I appreciate it. Great conversation today.
Thank you so much. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in. Join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be healthy habits. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion and program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa service of The Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
On VOA's FM in Accra, Ghana. We are happy to announce that VOA's FM station 98.1 is back on the air with all your favorite news and programs. Tune in every day 24/7. You can also listen to VOA's radio programs on our shortwaves, 6080 kHz, 49.3 meter band, and 15580 kHz, 19.2 meter band. We are online at voanews.com.
Feast with your ears on Music Time in Africa. Your connection to the best Pan-African music. Hello, this is Heather Maxwell, inviting you to join me every Saturday and Sunday at 1500 and 2000 UTC.
This one I judge. This one I judge.
Every show brings you the best music from across the continent. Old songs you know and love, and new songs to discover. You'll meet artists, too. Listen to Africa's superstars and rising stars in exclusive, unplugged interviews on the radio or on my YouTube channel. Search for Heather Maxwell, Music Time in Africa. We play only the best right here on VOA Africa.